Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting eighth. The DH, Alejandro Sanchez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Randy O'Neill. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball four. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to second. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to second. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brookins for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Flynn reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Flynn hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sheets hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Rayford reaches second base with a double. Mike Young pinch hits for Len Sakata. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rayford moves to third. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rayford scores. Young moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Rich Dower now playing second base. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Alejandro Sanchez. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. Grubb moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker is walked intentionally. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn throws the ball into Dower, who tags Brookins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Evans scores. Grubb scores. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. One out. John Shelby pinch hits for Larry Sheets. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby strikes out. Two outs. Fritzy Connolly pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.